Tonight in Washington, the Democratic National Committee will be hosting gay donors at a posh fundraiser headlined by Vice President Joe Biden. The only problem, many prominent gay Democrats aren't going. Many in the gay community have been frustrated with what they see as President Obama's reluctance to act on key issues, and they'd like to see him allow openly gay men and women to serve in the military. They're also seeking a repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, that's also known as DOMA. It denies federal marriage benefits to same-sex couples. Earlier this month, the administration filed a brief in support of that law. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs explained the move this way.
The Justice Department is charged with upholding the law of the land, even though the president believes that law should be repealed.
Upholding the law of the land is not an explanation that satisfies gay activist and writer Dan Savage.
They went into court and argued that gays and lesbians aren't discriminated against by being denied marriage rights. There's so much in this package of arguments. They really, legal scholars have said, they threw the kitchen sink at gays and lesbians with this brief.
Dan, let me ask you, when this president ran for office, are there some things he said that you remember that sort of set your expectations?
Yeah, Obama released a letter to the gay community in which he said, "Equality is a moral imperative. As your president, I will use the bully pulpit to urge states to treat same-sex couples with full equality." We have seen a spate of states legalize same-sex marriage. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Iowa, the president has been utterly silent.
Well, let me ask you, if things are going well for you right now in states, I mean, as you said, you know, we have a state like Iowa that where now same-sex marriage is legal. What do you need from the president? What do you need him to do?
Well, the most important marriage rights out there are federal rights. Social Security, survivor benefits, pensions, immigration rights. These rights are currently blocked by DOMA and will be blocked by DOMA until it is repealed and the president promised to repeal it. And I know for people who are not gay or lesbian that a lot of these things can seem trivial compared to the war, compared to healthcare, and healthcare concerns us too very much. And they are trivial until you're blocked from your partner's bedside during a medical emergency, which has happened in the last year to three different couples in the United States. A woman in Florida was barred from her partner's bedside as her partner died of a brain aneurysm, died alone in a bed, while her partner and three children were denied access to her. It just happened in Portland, Oregon as well. A man was turned away from his partner's bedside. And in both these cases, they had powers of attorney and domestic partner registrations that were turned away because they aren't marriage rights. They are not the gold standard.
Well, let me ask you about politics. The gay community came out for candidate Barack Obama in force. He beats John McCain, certainly in part because he was able to flip some states from Republican to Democrat. Could you see how the administration might be a little leery of taking well-publicized steps that might mean potentially a big loss of support in some of those formerly red states?
I don't even know what to say to that. Then President Obama should be very angry with candidate Obama, because candidate Obama should have seen that coming when he made the promises that he made to the gay and lesbian community. If we are upset, it is because our expectations have not been met. Who raised our expectations? Candidate Obama.
If the gay community, is, as you said, feels pretty betrayed by President Obama, where do you turn at this point?
Nowhere. I mean, that's the problem for a reliable Democratic constituency. We can't crawl into bed with the Republicans, and as alarming a mental image as that is. The thing that will happen, though, is people will be less inclined to give money, will be less inclined to turn out and volunteer, and will be less excited to go and vote. You know, the gay and lesbian vote is 3-5%. We're 3-5% of the population. We are a large and important voting bloc in the Democratic base, and they should deliver. And people say, oh, yeah, well, what about, you know, Indiana was a hare and North Carolina was a hare. True, and he won those states despite the promises that he made very publicly to the gay community during the campaign. And he won, and he has a mandate, and he has large Democratic majorities in Congress now, and there should be action now.
We've been listening to Dan Savage. He's a gay activist, editor of the alternative weekly newspaper The Stranger, and also host of Savage Love, a sex advice column and podcast.